USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge collapse has caused a Union Pacific train to derail near Sibley, Iowa, Sunday afternoon, sending thick black smoke into the air. Emergency personnel say all waterways near the derailment have been blocked and 47 train cars were involved in the crash. Some of the cars were leaking hydrochloric acid. Sibley, Iowa is between Sioux City, Iowa and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last week, the Center for Disease Control advised that fully vaccinated people can be indoors and outdoors without wearing masks, except when in healthcare settings, on public transportation, or in specified areas where masks are required. Dr. Gupta on CNN says the messaging from officials has been confusing.
It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
The doctor says another point of concern is the lack of guidance on how best to implement these new guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is asking businesses to help workers get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get an infrastructure spending update with Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
President Biden will meet early this week with a group of Republican senators to continue negotiations over his infrastructure plan. The two sides met last Thursday, with both emerging hopeful that a compromise could be reached. Republicans have balked at the size of the president's more than $2 trillion proposal, looking instead for a smaller and more targeted package. Representative Ashley Hinson says she's also hopeful for a deal. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that investing in infrastructure is important, but that not enough of the president's plan does that.
Only 6% goes to roads and bridges, only about 5% to broadband infrastructure, and even less to locks and dams and forts. So you're talking about spending more on electric vehicle subsidies than actual infrastructure. I think that's where we need to come to the drawing board. I think there is a room where we can actually find a solution that everybody agrees on, but I hope we can all come to the table and get something done.
Infrastructure includes transportation systems, communication networks, sewage, water, and electric systems. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Groups representing LGBTQIA members of law enforcement will be banned from participating in New York City Pride events, including the annual march held each June, organizers announced Saturday. Heritage of Pride, which organizes the annual event, says their presence would be a threat.
Well, it's definitely not an inclusive message, and, you know, when you try and dissect that message, you know, when you talk about law enforcement, you know, does this just mean the Gay Officers Action League? Because my understanding is that the NYPD is still going to need to be there present to police the event. What about the 5 elected district attorneys in the city of New York? You know, they're law enforcement. So have they been, you know, uninvited to, you know, has the FBI, has, you know, where, and if this starts here, where does it end? You know, who's next, you know, on the chopping block?
Brian Downey, president of the Gay Officers Action League on Fox News, says the decision to placate some of the activists in our community is shameful. China's space agency gave the ruling Communist Party's 100th birthday an extraordinary gift. A rover on Mars. Zhurong is a rover named after the god of fire in ancient Chinese folklore. Chinese officials said it not only demonstrated the country's growing capabilities in space, but also served as a timely reminder of how far the country has come since its founding. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.